Let him get it off his chest.
Ronaldo, please, Ronaldo.
Guys, it's ridiculous how he just caught up to. Like, ah, man, he was so. He looked like he could not be defeated. Like, ah.
But
so
eventually, like, every single.
How did he go from being so good last year to this year? He looks so slow. He looks like he can't catch. Like, he can't run.
United happened. It's Manchester United's fault.
It's so tough to watch. Nah, even in Portugal. I thought it was United. I was like, okay, maybe when he goes to, like, the national team, like, he go out there and put on a shoot, bro. Bro can't catch. Like, players are catching up to him from way behind him.
Like, he wasn't, like, fast anyways,
it,
though.
Ronaldo, I mean, no, what? He was always fast. He was just, like.
He's not that fast, but,
Ronaldo,
like.
Ronaldo, what?
Any. Hmm? Have you watched Prime Ronaldo? Like,
I mean, I'm guessing Ronaldo always I have
been,
now.
He's always been quick. Like, he's I'm quick just saying, like, if he's in front of you, you're not going to catch up to him.
Once that ball passes you, I think you're going to catch him.
I know his, like, athletic ability is amazing, but, like,
yeah, but, like, he looks
pace,
like,
he's not
looks,
that.
He looks like a shadow of himself. And I've been hearing people saying, just give him time, you know, match fitness, but he's not even. No. I'm kind of scared.
But then also, they sat him, though. They, like, benched him for a while, so, you know, he could not be in form. It might be just a periodic thing.
It can't be game time for a 37-year-old.
No, it's not.
37.
He's 37.
But, like, yo, age. Oh, my days. Have you seen LeBron? Like,
no, LeBron is a
different. I think he's not slowing down. No.
LeBron and Ronaldo are on the same level. I used to think they were on the same level, but they're not. Ronaldo is not there anymore. He's dropped.
LeBron
is
a different beast.
That's very weird because I would think that.
No, I feel like basketball and soccer.
Yes, I feel like 90 minutes.
You can achieve more longevity in basketball.
For basketball, I agree.
How much is you can basketball? Achieve the most longevity in football?
What's the
playing
entire,
football? Of course.
What's the entire 48, like, and they don't even play the whole 48. The whole 48. It's 12 minutes now, and they get timeouts. Like, you know football. They don't like. Well,
I guess like when I was watching the Portugal Spain game, I saw Ronaldo bending down 20 minutes.
He's tired.
The mighty have fallen. I was almost in tears, bro. I know you were crying.
I was telling y'all, Messi, like,
watching be a shadow of himself.
Messi is
so
very skilled, so, like, he's very talented, so he doesn't really have to exert himself that much.
Exactly.
Talent carries him. Exactly. So, like, but, like, Ronaldo is like,
Messi can just be pinging balls for Messi doesn't need to be at the end of ball.
Exactly, but Ronaldo. That's what makes him.
Messi just has to create opportunities for, like, his teammates and just.
Ronaldo can't create opportunities for his teammates, but even when Ronaldo gets an assist, it feels like, why is he not the one scoring?
Yes.
It's the simple thing, is, you understand, it's simple. When Messi was coming through, how was Messi playing? Can you guys, how was Messi playing? He was playing not too fast, not too slow, basis of control. When Ronaldo was coming through, how was he playing? He was beating players, shooting the ball with the hardest possible shot whatsoever. Mm-hmm. When you're 37, that shit falls away.
Yeah.
But, like, that shit falls away. That's exactly what's going to happen to Kylian Mbappe and in Holland. Mm-hmm. Holland is going to be better at 37, and Mbappe will be a shadow of himself.
It's the pace.
Yes, if your skills are based on pace, Rashford is 24, I'll be 25.
Rashford will be done by 30, bro.
Exactly. Like, see, wingers will die off fast because...
Wingers do. They do. Like, unless you're like Iron Robin kind of style, like, you're not
Vinny
fast.
Vinny Jr.
Like, Jadon, please, Vinicius will die the fastest.
Vinicius will die, bro.
He melts. He'll just be running next to Simon.
He's one hamstring away, bro.
He's 22.
He's one hamstring
he's
away,
He's, like,
bro.
On, like, fire right now. And if you touch him...
He is. I know he's burning. I know. Like, it makes sense.
He's hot,
like,
right now.
Yeah,
just
he is burning.
But any. That flame is gonna die.
Like, what about Benzema?
Why did Zimbo stop playing? Why did Zimbo stop running? Because you burn out fast. Body can't hold on.
Mm. I guess that's exactly why Benzema got better.
That's why Bale is also in LA Galaxy, LAFC now, and he's playing. Exactly why Bale is golfing. Why Benzema is winning?
Bale is golfing.
Why Benzema is trying to win Ballon d'Or? Like the people that develop their game off, like, you know, being creative and helping others succeed are the people that will last longest. That's why I'm kind,
it's just
surprised.
Like, right,
yes,
now.
I'm kind of surprised that this guy, that Suarez has kind of fallen off more than he did.
Suarez was also in that, like, beating player. That's
Suarez was a whole package.
Do you know what I think his is like? No. I think his is like just the movement from one club to another. He doesn't have, like, a lot of, like, stability. Yeah, exactly.
There was no stability. And also, players like Giroud is better.
Yeah.
Karim Benzema is much better because, first of all, Giroud was always slow as fuck. He was 35 pace.
When he was 20, he was 35 pace. Today, he's 24. Nothing changed.
Olivier is not very, like, Olivier.
Yeah, but what happened is that
Olivier.
Now he got older, he got smarter. He knows where to be when he knows how the ball moves. He knows how the ball rotates.
No, sounds
now,
like Haaland.
Haaland's going to be godly at 37.
Please chill. You all need to chill. Like, Haaland is not going to be godly.
Unless Roy Keane starts playing football.
Haaland.
Unless you all know that Haaland is not going to be godly at 37.
Haaland needs someone to. No. If he's in a team where they're feeding him, he's going
to
do.
Haaland is not going to be able to finish that good.
Why? Because it's athletic finishes?
His finishes are ridiculous. Out of this world, it makes no sense. Bro, his foot is always 7 feet. Like, he was hanging in the air. You can't do that at 30. You can't even do that at 28.
No, bro. It's because of the type of body like he has. That's why he can do that.
Now,
no, Michael,
bro, it's a miracle. Bro, now.
That's why, bro. Nah. I don't feel like he can still do that.
If he gets to 35.
Haaland is going to be scoring tap-ins for a long time.
That's what he does.
I know, but I'm saying at 37, those ones are not going to be happening.
Nigga, shut the fuck up. I thought you didn't have energy.
I told you I was going
to call. Why you guys are bringing Haaland is annoying. I want him to get injured. I want him gone.
Why do you hate?
He's hating because
he's a Man City player. What kind of
literally,
that?
That's it.
Aside from Man U, mistakenly, he's my god. No,
sounds like my dad.
I worship him.
Haters for no reason. It's always the fans of like all those historically like great clubs. Chelsea.
Sorry, your team does not have history.
Are you stupid?
Sorry, your team.
Don't say, okay, how do you build history?
Excuse me.
Did you just come from like history out of nowhere?
Not even that, first of all. Sorry. You guys have, we have a Cup Winners' Cup, you don't.
You have a
Cup Winners' Cup, it preceded the Champions League. You have Master the Cup Winners' Cup, you don't. Man United does not have a Cup Winners' Cup.
Shit. Well, Master team then. Nah, it's a lie.
Okay, ooh. They
Masti
were like, was actually, not a team. No, they were actually established Masti, in like 18 something. Masti what?
Was not a team till like 2011. Bro.
Is it? Shut
nobody. What?
No.
Nobody
okay,
knew
okay.
about. Bro.
You are taking
has your team been relegated or not? If your team has been relegated, I don't hear your voice.
Okay, Mayu. Okay, lucky Mayu.
Sorry, what?
Please, last season, Mayu should have been. Shut up. Mayu should have literally been relegated last year. That last year, I was waiting for it. All this year,
No.
Let me get their ass.
No way.
But we're sixth place.
I'm saying.
I said we should be relegated. Are you mad? When Everton is playing, we should be relegated.
I don't.
When Leeds.
What happened?
When Leeds is playing, we should be relegated. Huh?
Yes,
you're mad,
because they beat you. They at this point, if you beat, they put both of you together now. Leeds might beat you.
Leeds will beat
me. What? Who beat them 4-0? Please, someone remind me.
Brentford.
Okay, Brentford. Leeds. Listen, come on.
I'll let you know what happened at the beginning of the season. So the beginning of the season.
I bet it's because they are doing well. That's
now.
Why.
Right now.
Let me explain.
Yeah, that's why.
I don't want to see it.
Are you guys ready to explain?
Go ahead.
Let me explain what happened. Those two games. First game they lost 2-1. Second game they lost 4-0 against Brighton and then Brentford.
Imagine.
And now let me let you know why we lost.
Oh, please.
So in a regular season, there's 38 games.
Okay.
Right.
Statistics. Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. There's 38 games. But for mind you, there's 40 games. The first two games of the season were last year. It's over. Season started.
Won't you be getting six?
And we're chilling. Oh, sorry, yeah, there's 36 games. No, there's 38.
If 38 minus 2 is 36, no, minus 2 can be 40.
No, you say it continues.
Two.
It last, continues over.
Those two games,
continued over from last year.
Last year's game. We don't even recognize
but
that.
The manager,
that never happened.
Okay.
But all I know is that we've started our season and we won 4 games in a row. We're chilling.
Okay.
We are chilling.
Miko, you know there's something called.
We,
there's something
Rooster
called.
There's something called we're chilling.
No.
That's what we're doing.
No.
We beat Arsenal, we beat Liverpool this year. We're chilling.
Liverpool is not in form. Come on, don't say you beat Liverpool. Liverpool.
But Arsenal won't go. What about Arsenal? Arsenal have been playing.
Arsenal are babies. They're just coming. They're just like, you know, they are. Like, I feel like they're like. They're sporadic, they'll be good and like come, you know, they don't have that maturity.
That's fair, but right now we beat them at the stage where they're actually good.
They got beaten like, by experience.
Yes,
by
that's
tactics.
I agree
like,
with you,
guys,
best
we got beaten by tactic. What are you talking about? We hit them fast on the counter. It was a straight 1-2. Bruno Eriksen, boom boom. Rashford goal. What are you talking about?
I think it was straight up. It's because Rashi and who else is like. You know,
Eriksen,
actually,
Bruno.
Yeah, Anthony. That's why. It's because they're connected, three of
no,
them or four
no.
of them.
See, like,
that's
like,
what I think.
No. I'm saying you guys are not wrong for thinking that way. Obviously, because you've watched Man U last year, so it makes sense. But you guys have not watched them this year play. Like under this new manager, Eric the God. That's what.
Eric,
listen.
It's not 10.
Yeah,
it's 8.
It's
2-8.
You all need to listen.
You get to 0 very soon.
You all need to listen. See, Eric was sent from God.
Yeah.
To to the city of Manchester for the only team that deserves a manager.
God, please. I just want to talk about go.
What fucking monologue is this?
I know. He's like, just
when Eric came, you know, when God came into the world, what did God see first? There was darkness. Eric came into it, came into pandemonium. And what did he do as emissary of God? He brought light. I call him Eric Light God. He's Eric Ten Hag is emissary of Jehovah. Come down on earth to save the only team in Manchester that deserves him.
Mm. Okay, can I talk now?
That deserves help, not him.
Yeah, no, that deserves him. Help. I don't know what you're talking about.
Because City doesn't need help.
Leave Man City. I will watch your downfall.
After Pep leaves.
I will eat a bar.
After Pep leaves.
I will eat. The day that Pep leaves, that you guys will lose 6-0. I will call all my Man City friends. All of you, one by one, 10 minutes each. You deserve a monologue. 10 minutes each, I will give you. Until I hear tears,
I will not pick up. I will come to your house. It's a lie.
I will find your address.
Nah.
The funny thing is that
4 years.
You've made so much money over the last 11 years that whoever manager we're bringing is the best in the world.
See, don't worry.
They
can't be another Pep. And he's leaving. See, it's bad news. You all don't know he's coming. See, Haaland is going to leave. Pep is going to leave. De Bruyne is already aging out. Just wait.
How long do you leave? We get Benjamin Sesko. We get...
Like, okay, bro. First of all.
I'm telling Miku. You. See. On the downfall day. On the downfall spiral. This intensity that you guys are coming here with.
In his head is the day of
judgment. That energy.
Is the day of judgment for him.
Yeah.
On that day, I will show you. Mm. All of you.
And then what if it doesn't happen? If the spiral down doesn't happen?
The problem is that even if Man City has a downfall, there's a high chance you're probably that downfall too.
Have you heard the natural phenomenon that what goes up shall come down?
Yes.
Yeah. Look at Liverpool. I mean, Liverpool is obviously the short-term example because they've gone up and they came down so fast. You might think God sent them back. There's a difference. But you people will fall down so slowly.
You think you have a chance. The problem with the argument is that Liverpool played the exact same way for 4 years. They didn't change their style. Mm. They don't have continuity.
That's fact.
We fucking have. Have you seen our bench?
You guys are decent. Don't worry.
Don't say decent.
Don't worry.
Have you seen the bench?
Miracle. First of all,
I'll let you guys know that I believe you guys might win Champions League. It's okay.
No, actually, I believe you might. I didn't say you will. No, I have something for Champions League. I feel like Bayern Munich this season can win the Champions League and lose the Bundesliga.
Tell me why.
And lose the Bundesliga.
Tell me why. Yes. They don't have somebody that stays in the box. When Bayern play teams in the Bundesliga, the way they play is that other teams will just sit back and stop the pressure.
Yes.
And they have to find somewhere to get the ball to Lewandowski or Muller in the box. So now Lewandowski and Muller, all those goals are gone. They're scoring maybe one goal a game. Muller is old, obviously. There's no way that goal.
Okay, it's not even that old, though. Can't check his age.
When you watch Inter Milan,
I thought he was like 37. All those Adjerobian age, but he's just like old.
People like Mula.
His face just looks old, but he's young.
Wait.
Do you guys know Emre Can? No, sorry. I just want to say this for 1 second.
The hair.
Yeah.
That he was from Liverpool. Guess how old he is.
31.
29?
Yes.
Wow.
Emre Can is in his 20s.
Yeah, because he's still very young.
I thought this nigga was 36. He led the Liverpool team when Klopp came in.
So it's like,
and I thought he was aged out.
Yeah, but
he's 29.
The reason why Bayern Munich will win the Bundesliga, will win the Champions League, is because when they play Champions League teams,
they change their
style. Every team thinks like they can attack Bayern Munich. Yes. They can attack their defense. But the problem is that they have way too many fucking sprinters. And the problem is that they have way too many players that are all on the same level. All of them have an OVR of like on FIFA of like plus one, minus one. Like literally. Like Sané is 86, Coman is 85, Nabri is 87. Sorry, Nabri is 86 too. Like they have they're all the same player. Nabri, Coman, Mane, Sané,
Davies.
They're all the same.
Oh my god, have you watched Davies on the Bayern Munich team? He's actually so good on that team. No, it's actually like
exactly what I'm saying.
No. He's like absent. Supplies he's good, them.
But there's no finish.
Like he doesn't have to finish.
I'm saying, but there's no finish. So it doesn't make him look good. Don't understand.
Yeah, on the Canada team, on the Canada team, because everybody expects him to finish. Have you seen him in Bayern? What?
I prefer him on Canada team.
No, I prefer him on Canada team
because of the camp. I think on Canada team he's actually
more freedom
because allowed to.
David has more freedom
because whenever he runs forward,
I feel like he's better.
Of him having to sprint, yes, he has a pace, but there's always a danger of him having to.
Okay, what was I gonna say? I think I forgot what I was gonna say.
All you Musty fans,
you already said it. Next,
No, I have to make sure you guys remember this because at the core of you, you know, it's inevitable, it's coming, it's right at the door.
Okay,
he's living next year, right?
It's not next year, it's calm down,
it's 2024.
Oh,
so relax. Okay, it's relax. Calm your
nerves. Pep is living in 2 years, and go and look at the teams that Pep has left.
Look at all of them. Okay.
Bayern Munich.
Where did Barca go 10 years later?
Barcelona, there was different factors.
Bayern alone, like they went and got another genius. You guys cannot find it. You're not going to.
How do you know that?
You won't.
Do you know what? If I was because, City, like they're like government. No.
As Man United come up,
they have to be continuity before Pep leaves.
They can only be
Nah. They're not stupid.
As Man U is under the guidance of Eric Lightgod. Heading upwards.
Mikel Arteta will come back to Manchester.
You know what? Like, please, that's what you guys said for Ole too. Mikel, you need to...
Come on, you gotta talk about Mikel.
Like...
When you talk about players, don't mention Mikel Arteta. Please, don't mention Mikel Arteta as a coach. Like, you all need to chill. Like, this guy is a decent Premier League coach, Max. Like, he deserves Brentford. That's the kind of job he needs to get next.
Wow. Yeah. But he's not talking about the Premier League, bro. He's talking about...
Brentford, yeah.
Brighton, like...
He's on top.
Best team.
He's
always been on top.
Okay.
Always loses.
Shut up, Mirko. First of all, like before this guy came, like people were saying like he's a consultant. Like he's never really managed a big club before. Blah 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 blah. I'm pretty sure I heard it from you too.
What? Who?
What? This guy.
Which guy?
Eric.
Your delights.
Eric delights.
Yes.
No. That was Ragnick. That was Ralf Ragnick.
Are you sure?
Ragnick has been fired. He got fired the second I walked in. I thought he was actually going to get.
They were like, yeah, he's never. But then Ragnick, you know what always happens.
And see what when Ragnick managed, the 6 months he managed was the worst 6 months in Man United history. Because he's not a manager. He's a consultant. He's supposed to be one of the guys that you talk to about like
talk
transfers
to me
and stuff.
Talk to me when you're top two, Mirko. Because that's what
I don't know if we'll be top two this year, but
talk to me if you're even top four. That's honestly stretch. Like Champions League.
Top four is possible,
I hope I so. Think, because
I think it's better. Talk to me when you get Champions League.
Like because I don't understand like what this is.
It's okay.
We can have a more productive conversation. That
looked
at
who that trip and fall.
Says the person that says.
See, we're looking up. Person. We're walking up. We're under his guidance. We're on a step. We're moving up on an escalator.
Mirko.
You're looking down because you're about to fall.
Who told you that because you're rising, you can't fall?
Don't worry.
You have to reach the top before you fall.
You have risen. You're falling. Next. You don't have anything else apart from
rising. No. There's strength that keep going up.
No. It's straight down for you.
Why?
Two more years.
Please.
Just let the Godfather leave.
Next.
What's it for?
Please. Next. Next.
All right.
Next.
Wow. All
right. It's funny how much time we spent just talking about.
No, never talk about football. Like, just never do it.
Okay, if you've reached here, welcome back to another episode of Ransom Pickings. Welcome to another episode of Ransom Pickings, honestly.
Oh, Lord.
We forgot to welcome.
this always happens.
It's the passion. That was heat. It's my mistake. Bro, I have a quiz tomorrow. And I just found
You'll
out
be
about
fine.
I found out about
You'll
it
be fine.
By 3 o'clock today.
Let's ask what quiz for which course?
Biochem.
Yes. That's all I needed to know. Next.
Do you know any key? If someone actually explain biochem right now, I'll explain it.
Biology and chemistry.
Exactly what popped up in my mind.
What chapters are the quiz on? That's my question.
And the only chapter I can remember is water.
Nigga, what?
A polar solvent. Okay, next. There was
extra stuff that was done there, but that's polar.
What's a polar solvent?
And don't do that to him.
No, like, go ahead. What is a polar solvent? I want to know what a polar solvent is.
It can dissolve without.
I'll be your boss one day. What's a polar solvent?
Plus and minus.
There's yes, it's and like partial negative, partial positive charges. And you know that's how water is very like. Yes, that's yeah, it has two parts.
The only reason why I know what you guys are talking about is because of biology.
Other come
than
on,
that,
of
and
course.
Chemistry. Other than that, I have no clue.
Well, that is what it is.
No, I know. Like,
I'm just saying that.
Is that basically like they just combine?
Basically.
Oh, okay.
We didn't even get the course back. I didn't get the course back till this week.
That's not majoring.
Mirko always skips through. No. At least he will take the C and go. It will not get like your F. Like it's always unless a it's math. Unless it is math.
As long as, like, he'll as, long as he pass.
He literally will just, even if it's by like one, he will literally just go.
I honestly can't understand like how I passed through school my first 2 years. Because honestly, those first 2 years, I don't know how. They just went by. Like, I passed some classes, I was like, there's no chance. Even this summer, honestly.
Bro, my first 2 years.
Never take organic chemistry in the summer. Never take organic chemistry in the summer. Because the first 3 weeks before the midterm, chill.
Nah.
80%, 90%.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back in a second.
And we're back. Thank you. Like I said, organic chemistry is a class that should not be taken in the summer. Period.
Bro, what about in 3 months?
First 3 weeks. Like, 3 months, it might be doable. Like, you might be able to get like a B. Like, but
because people that take it also because, in 3 months,
like I was doing the assignments and I was getting like D's and F's on the assignments. So like, it was not really looking good. Like, I had to clutch up the final and the midterm for that class. Like, God, I don't know what I got on that midterm, on that final, but
you didn't check it.
I know I passed the class. I don't need to know more. I don't bother myself with it.
I know that.
But passing grade is it D minus? Or
Jesus. No.
D minus.
What is D minus? For you to do anything else, it's a C. Well,
actually, in econ is C plus, bro.
Is that a grade? No, D minus?
I don't know. Like,
no, there's no D minus.
That's not a grade.
It's just a D and F.
What's like the passing grade?
C.
C is about C gets degrees. Have you never had the same?
Yo, D's don't get degrees, man.
D's don't get degrees.
D's get a strip club.
D gets you dicked up.
Lifetime pension from a strip club.
D's get
dicked up. You have to take the grade again.
You have to get a pension from a strip club.
It's actually tough.
Yo, we have to take the class again. Fuck. My second year. My third year. I'm not. Fuck, I just cancel 1 year for my life. That year was fucked up, bro. That year was fucked up, bro.
Nah.
Those first years that think like they can take anatomy like in the first year and ace it. Wow.
No.
It's not about the
thoughts. You better fuck it up your first year. Don't go fuck it up my third year. Bro, fuck it up now. Like, actually, it's better to take the class now and maybe fail it or VW the class because you're... Failure because you're stupid, and or VW class because you're absence. VW the class now,
exactly,
until you understand what you need to get the class in the future. See, you see, when you get smarter, like now.
Are you sure you get smarter? Yeah.
No, actually, you don't get smarter.
Because, I don't think so. Actually,
you might just now, get, you might just have more life hacks.
No, actually, no. Yeah.
It's more life hacks.
It's not smarter.
You ask someone that already took the course to guide you, like
a VW, like math 1500, 1520, rather. But now. This like fourth year I'm gonna take it because I've already used everything I've done in that class. I've used everything before, so going to that class again, I'm walking into
just like
I've already done before.
That's one of the reasons. Sorry,
that's exactly why you should. If you're gonna have class that like you need me, say you're gonna need it sometime in the future, and you have the requirements to take it. Take it now, please. Leave the easy class for later.
I'm glad I took taking microbio now and I took cell bio first. Because honestly, microbiology is just repeating
cell biology.
Bro,
but I actually love cell biology so much.
The reason why I'm not even like too. The reason why this podcast is going on right now, you guys are not out of my house, is because I know that all the things we've done in biochemistry, I've either done it in chemistry
or organic
chemistry. Like, I've done most of the things we've done in the first like five chapters.
It's like start 2000.
I'm not too worried. I have to go and read it, obviously, to know like the extra stuff that I might need to know, but. I think I'll be fine. It's only 10 questions.
Start 2000 and Econ 2040 are the exact same courses.
Start 2000?
And Econ 2040, the exact same courses.
Oh, I have to start.
It's fucking annoying. It's like, bruh, I've skipped two of the classes
I
now
actually
to
love
focus
stats.
On what I want.
Stats is actually
stats
so
is
easy.
Fun.
No, it's not.
It's actually
fun, bro.
So,
for you.
Easy, yeah. No. Fun, neither.
It's fun,
like,
and
it's
easy, bro.
It's neither easy nor fun.
Why is it not
it's
easy?
It's easy, though.
It's very easy.
Because it's math.
It's very easy not to
fail.
Okay, you hate math?
Miracle doesn't. You
okay,
don't
yeah, Miracle doesn't like math. Oh, yeah, that's true.
He like.
Only one of us like math here.
You like math?
Why would you like math?
Because it's in your right mind. Listen, math is the easiest.
I
math
agree.
Is way easier than.
I agree.
I'd rather do math than write a paper.
Yes, me too.
I'll write 1,000 questions and write 1,000-word paper.
Okay, 1,000, chill. 1,000-word paper. Bro, 1,000-word is less than a page. Chill.
Okay, bro, 1,000-word is not less than a page. 1,000-word is
4 pages. Relax.
What are you talking about?
Are you mad?
What? What are you writing?
1,000-word are you writing in 4 pages? Look at this madman. Are you triple spacing?
There's no way.
What are you doing? No, Miracle, 1,000 words is not one page.
No, it's not one page.
It is not one page. What are you writing in? Like fucking two?
Miracle.
I have to Google this shit.
Wait, like you just
255
words.
What?
255 words make a page. Like you just on 12 points.
Straight up.
What? No, seriously. No. Like words, no, there's no way. If it's gibberish, yeah. There's no way.
I can have a characters, words, bro.
Yeah, words, Miracle. 1,000? Nah, what word are you using?
I mean,
the one on the TV? Because, like, what? Nah.
There's no, nah. There's no way. I don't think so.
Miracle, no.
I mean, unless you're just holding one letter.
Okay, sure. Then that's not even a word. That's okay, not even a word.
It says 1,000 words is 2 pages single spaced or 4 pages. Best in 4 pages, you are double spacing.
What do you mean? Everybody asks
double space, bro. Who the fuck is writing single space in university?
I write single space for everything.
How did you get graded with that?
Everybody wants double space.
Even my first year, bro, when I have to get
that. Miracle, please.
Research.
I've not written papers since my first year, though. So.
Really?
Oh, okay, makes sense.
Most of my
even first year, really, you're writing single space paper. It looks very weird. Now, anybody is like, I'll be like, what are you typing? It has to be like neat and shit.
Yeah. Neat and shit. It has to be so wide. Why you have to read? Why do you have to move from here to here to read the word?
It makes it professional. Like if it's like all jumbled up in single space, it's like
like a regular book.
Mojo. Next.
Are you guys high? Do you want your books double spaced?
Miracle. Okay, no one's writing a book. You're writing a paper that someone will literally read and want to understand. Of course, you want it to be like legible and easy for the person to access each word.
It has to be clear.
Yeah, it has to be like clear.
Not just
look at this madness.
You are the one that's mad.
Everybody in university writes double space.
Yeah, I don't know where you're coming from, bro.
Is this just news to you?
Where are you coming from?
Like, yeah, and he wrote history papers too. I don't understand how you wrote a single space.
I did.
So yeah,
how did let you do that?
Are you sure he didn't read it? He didn't read instructions.
No, the professor was.
He definitely. That's why you got a B or a C in that. African.
Probably an F.
It was a B. Yeah.
I think I was pushing A even somehow. I don't.
Are you sure?
Because I started. I didn't read the book.
In paper classes, you had to push an. Very easy to push an A.
Like,
but that's the problem.
Just wait.
Oh, push an A, but you won't get. A?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I agree with that.
You can push an A.
No, don't say because
they always act like your paper can never be perfect.
Yes. To get an A or A plus in a paper class, like I'm sorry, you must have like you must actually be or like they'll find something.
Must know the prof
always.
Like it's not paper. I hate taking paper classes. Any arts paper.
No, because like. Yeah, I think one of my classes, this one girl, if she like types stuff up, everyone always goes for her help. But then when like she submitted her stuff, someone that had no idea what they were doing got a higher grade than her.
Yes, that is literally the definition. That's a paper class.
They will always find something wrong. It doesn't matter how perfect it is.
I swear, I think the more hipster you are when you write, the more chances you are.
Because
on my life in English class, I was so strict. I was so rigid with my writing. I tried to write within the concept.
And then you become fucking boring.
That's
where you get.
That's my friends that didn't even try. I swear they will write the paper in 30 minutes.
Yes.
Their fucking creativity comes in because
we get 90.
Because
high school was rough. English and writing.
Okay, Mirko, that's the opposite. Actually, in high school, all I had to do was talk about myself or like talk about like a lie, like bullshit it.
Nah, I tried.
Make the lie believable.
Yes. What? No. Like on my provisional exam,
I can make.
I got like a 99, 100%. Miss Jan literally even asked. Guess what I did? I started talking about apartheid. You have to know what to like. Like, I started talking about how, like, racism and, like, I made up a story about how a white man fell in love with this black woman. And
she has favorites.
No. You have to know what topic
does. She didn't mark it. She told me
to my face that she was looking for how to grade me. She was looking for marks to give me. I wrote a whole page paper. She told me I'm looking for marks. In that whole page, there was nothing to find. And then she walked up to me to my graduation to say hi to my parents. I'm a good student. We have a good family. Upstanding. Fuck you.
Are you not upstanding? Are you downstanding?
No, we're not going to go back to the wars of high school.
No, she didn't have. We're not going to go back to the wars of high school.
Listen to this. I will. Oh, okay, like, I'll be like,
no, there's a difference.
No, shut up. You are a madman.
No, she only like
15 minutes. I had gym right behind the English class, but then she's always taking a piss every time.
You are Joe. You are Joe in my class.
I mean, what do you expect?
You guys were mad.
They were living with their background.
In high school, they weren't trying. They weren't trying.
I got late once.
That's a lie.
No, I got late once. She just had me. She made me write something. No one,
I was there.
No one was even doing it. She made me write the whole thing. I looked so serious. Like, okay, maybe this is going to be graded into my thing. At the end, she was just like, yeah, she just wanted to. Like,
I was there. She was fucking with me.
Like, oh, I was just Jan like, what the heck?
No, that's she's so passive aggressive.
No, no. She might be the bossest bitch I've ever seen in my entire life, bro. I thought I was going to shit my pants there.
That lady has boss energy.
Ridiculous. Bro, I turned into a bitch, bro. I was whispering in the class. I walked in, I was like, hi.
And she was just there, like, she was just waiting for him.
I was like, I just want to get something from her.
And then she was there, like,
I sprinted out of the class. I've never walked out of like a bitch so in the class.
And then after you left, everybody was like, oh my God, Miss Jan, that was so passive aggressive. And she's like, oh, really?
I thought I did something wrong. I was like, I just came to grab something from someone. Like, I came in the back class, I apologized, said hi.
I don't know if it's the aura or energy. Like, she just
radiates.
It just makes you want to shit your pants.
Like, she's never done anything.
She is, but I swear there's like a demon just dwelling
on life.
Oh my God, Abdul and Guppy.
She moves.
For her, oh my God. Literally, her class, she was like, nah, I can't. Remember when she told us to write an essay test? We did an essay test on the Odyssey. A Greek book.
We might have done something like that. But I don't pay attention a lot.
Please tell me why I was writing an essay in class in like an hour. She was like, write it. I was like, ha! Bullshitted it. You have to know how to bullshit in English. Like, you just have to. You know one thing.
It's kind of like the word stats is easy. Like, it doesn't make sense. Or driving is easy. Like, you can pass a driving test easy.
You have to
like,
look at the context, first of all.
No.
You know what? He's relating to himself.
No. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not.
Yes, you are.
These things are not easy. People just fundamentally, like, you guys put so much pressure on stats being so easy.
That people that
go into that class. I told myself I had to do well in this class. Fuck you all. Because I worked so hard, I stayed up with a B.
Wait, is this the beginning? Like,
that's just that 1K, bro. 1,000.
The way I bombed the exam was at a different level.
What was it?
I had an A+ going to
the final. Funny part about start 1,000, when we get new chapter 5, not chapter 5 in start 1,000.
Like, it was good. Probability. And then once you walk into probability,
everyone is like running mad. And I'm just like,
probability.
That shit is easy, bro.
No, it's not.
It's not about it.
You have to understand it.
If you can think about it in patterns, you get it.
Yes.
It's a pattern.
Like, it's like...
It's a... Numbers are patterns.
No, because I'll see two of the same question and I solve two of them the same way and I get it wrong. Yes. Or one of them at least.
Yeah, because...
You're telling me so that's like, there's no pattern behind it.
You gotta read the question because one of them can be one-sided and one can be two-sided. I forgot to the p-value.
You have to understand it. It literally is understanding. Simple. Like, you can't like...
Nah, this nigga's confidence is going to be his downfall. Watch and see.
But he's like, he already took
Watch him in the math class very soon.
Wait. He's taking stats 2000 right now.
He's doing well. I know he's chilling now. He's chilling.
This semester, all math this semester. Enjoy myself.
He will trip and fall and I'll be there. I will watch. I will let him know that you said these patterns. Why are you not finding the pattern right now?
Discrete math.
Discrete math you're going to
I'm not doing discrete math.
There's no pattern.
Calculus 2 is better than discrete math.
Yes.
Nah.
Calculus 2.
If you need calculus, if you don't need discrete math, don't do it.
Yeah.
You can avoid it. Walk around it. Because I've seen computer majors.
If that beginning, you'll never see me again.
Again.
I just need that requirement.
I've seen computer majors that...
Wait, Abdul, you haven't done 1,000. That's 1,000.
No.
You should...
You have to for your past school.
No, I'm doing it.
He's gonna do it.
Okay.
Wait, like this in winter?
Almost every.
Oh, this.
Almost
no, I
every.
Degree. To take, I was taking almost every degree my
requires you to take stats.
I was taking like my major.
It's pretty much required.
In like even if you're doing like music, you might have to take stats.
Because too. You know why? It's like anything research. No matter like what like discipline you're in, like you hypothesis test. That's the basis of any like, how do I say it? Theory or whatever that anything comes up with. So like.
Yeah.
A lot of stats people. You did it.
Listen.
In 1,000. You're testing.
Yes, forgotten. Yes.
An hypothesis. It's like How do I explain it? You're testing something.
I don't know where you're going to.
No, no, you can't. Miracle, you know what a hypothesis is now.
Miracle, you know what hypothesis is?
Science hypothesis. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You test it. Okay. Well,
that sounds more like science than math to me.
That is what stats is.
It's stats is. You, that's literally like, that's the stats. Quantitative part of research. Like, how do you test something is significant or not? Yeah. Like, the difference you found is significant or not. You need statistical method to do that.
How do you remember our stats that was good was the R value. Correlation. Causation. That one made sense.
You would do that too in any research.
Yes, it makes sense in general because even in psychology,
psychology stats
very applied, very much applied still.
Yeah, psychology is like stats. Like
psychology might be one of the best.
Psychology is not like stats. You guys should relax. Psychology.
Psychology might be psych major. I would tell you that psychology is literally.
I've taken
no.
I'm besting.
How psych annoying?
I don't know how you like math. You don't like stats.
Psych
1200 was the most annoying class I've taken in my life.
Depends on who. Okay, wait.
No. Psych was annoying. Psych was annoying because you didn't even study. You didn't even go to class.
They're so like.
Yeah, that
makes sense.
Exactly. Like a look. I know.
You're telling me you didn't try and you got a B and you're complaining. Like. Bro. You didn't try. Like, bro. You didn't even open the class. No, I'm pretty sure, like, the day before, I was giving
what
you
I
notes.
What I mean is that the class was unappealing.
Fair enough. I can understand that.
Do you hear what
some people
saying?
Don't like it, but it makes no sense to
you
me.
You didn't like it, but it's
unappealing. Okay. It's not appeal to me.
Are you sure that...
Psych is one of the best.
Depends on who you've, like... No. Took it with. I'm telling you, it's very.
Okay, yes, you're
it's
right.
Who you take it with.
Professors,
it's not just you reading psych. No,
it literally like
no. It applies so much. Sometimes I wonder why I'm taking my actual degree right now.
Like it's actually.
I should be taking psych, in my opinion.
It's actually so applied. Seriously.
Apply to Ukwan.
Everything.
Please, I can literally dissect your behavior and tell you the reason why you're doing it.
I can.
Like you wouldn't even know.
I can tell you why you have problems.
Go ahead.
Begin. Tell me your first problem. I'll tell you where it stems from.
No, tell me your first.
Is it money?
No, I'll tell you why. Yeah. No, yes. Seriously. It's like, you know what? Investing.
You don't pay your time. Seriously. Your 10%.
If you have like problem behaviors or like, okay, people that have like, I don't know, depression or when you think
addiction.
Irrationally.
Or
like, you know, normally you can see someone walking beside you. Maybe they walk past you and you know the person. And like in your head, like as a human being, as like people, you start thinking, you're like, oh, what did I do? Like, is it my fault? Like irrational.
No,
no. Don't say that.
All I think is what's wrong with them.
No.
Is it their fault?
Miracle, please. Sorry. Like irrational thinking, there is a reason why like human beings do that. You know that like anything that you do right now is like, how do I describe it? It's like learning. It's like you can literally break it into like steps and see the reason why you do that. Have you heard of cognitive psychology?
Cognitive?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you know what schemas are. And you know why people like stereotype people.
Yes.
Isn't that like explaining behavior though?
Exactly.
You see why, the reason why you do it, antecedents, consequences.
Okay, let me explain my own major. I'm a genetics major.
Miracle, please. Besting. Are you really
Let
though?
Me tell you why.
tell me why I'm useful in life. Go ahead.
Yes.
Tell me why we are paying.
Do you want to know why you're light skinned?
Go ahead.
Show me your daddy and your mommy.
You are
That is even the worst.
Rico, please, if that's what qualifies as a genetics major, all of us, you just
that
go.
That's your phenotype.
Yes. You see it. You can see it.
Thank
that's
you.
Your phenotype.
Thank you. Go and cross plants.
Yes.
I'm doing some plants and it's doing genetics right now. We're crossing plants we're working hard. Do you want to know the reason why you can eat the food you're eating right now?
Yes.
Yes. Lots of crossbreeding. Lots of.
Rico, please.
Generated.
No, please.
They have
please,
generated.
Please.
They've helped generate. Foods are not susceptible to certain kind of like infections that you know that
yes.
Them from time immemorial.
Yes,
right now the wheat you eat is from China. You know why? Because Chinese one has less susceptibility to diseases.
How?
Than the regular ones.
What are the mechanisms? Sorry. Okay, no, let's not be sciencey here. I'm just trying to say,
I'm
best
my
thing.
Own major. You're going on your major. I'm letting
yes.
You know
oh,
I'm doing
oh,
something.
Sorry. I was.
Not
I respect
doing
it.
Thank
you. I respect it.
Psych is not
that doing school.
Psych is my I love it too. I'm not
gonna No. But best thing, I promise you, psych is very.
Sports,
like, if you have like
right
habits,
and I'm just
like
writing
check what you do before, like check what happens before those habits and what's reinforcing to that. Because, like, if you keep doing it, there's something that's rewarding that behavior that keeps doing it.
Let me give an example.
Like, I hope
you know you're fucking careful. Like, you know your
yeah. It's like it's really interesting. You can dissect your behavior.
Give an example now of why you don't have money.
What's your problem with this man and money?
What the hell? I'll explain.
It's just an example. It's not just him in general.
Okay,
why
go ahead.
Don't have money. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was going to use food, but it's actually not.
Go ahead.
It's okay, go. Yes. It's a psych minor talking now.
Thank you very much. You are reinforced by the satiation and the feeling of your stomach. So when you have a rumbling in your tummy, instead of going to fast, you decide to go and eat because it's a natural reinforcer.
Yeah.
They call those natural reinforcers. Thank you. Thank you very much. I learned that in my first year, but I forgot about it.
No, but you remember it.
Psych is fun. I'm doing sports psych right now, and it's.
Oh, yeah.
I literally interview myself, and I'd be writing it down. I'm like, goodness. Look at all this I can actually practice. I did this like 2 weeks ago, I think. No. A day ago. I wrote down a list of things I want, like I can do to make myself more consistent and faster. I can help you too.
Yes.
You want to get stronger?
Yes.
You want to get faster?
There's called interventions.
Pay me some money and I'll make it happen.
Interventions, yeah. And there's different like kind of like techniques
pay me some money,
that can help you.
We'll
too.
Draft a checklist for you of all the things you need to do every
day.
And you will do well.
Yes,
you want to run fast?
Miracle.
What about the mental? The mental.
Mental is included. Miracle. Because in my idea, I always include mental in I forget one what day, checklist.
He won't let you one talk.
Go to U Sports first. We talk after that. We'll talk.
Okay.
When you come back from U Sports,
are you kidding me? They do the all of this.
Even if it's pregnancy. Something. You come back to U Sports with something.
My
checklist.
You will like psych. Don't worry. Let someone just sit down. Because psych is very broad.
It's good.
It's really good.
My issue with psych is that there's a lot of words in it, there's a lot of memorization of words. See, I'd rather memorize formulas because formulas are patterns and they build up on each other. I know, yes, those words build up on each other. But when you've never been hearing all these words since like you've never heard this word.
Like what's conditioning?
Best thing. Why are you afraid?
Heuristics.
I'm not afraid of science. I'm saying that the biological part of
why are you afraid of having a kid right now?
Why am I afraid of having a kid right now?
Conditioning. Because everyone you've seen that had a kid before, what happened to them? It's paired with success.
Yes.
Lack of success.
I'm not about to be doing that written motivation in the morning with my child on my chest saying, I have a choice not to be.
It's in your mind.
Yeah.
Be mindful.
Yeah, oh, wow. A brick every day builds the wall.
A brick, 1,000 steps started with one.
See, I have a choice not to have those things that will stop my growth. So that's that one already. So you just do. There's no two ways. There's two ways about it. There's two rules.
You know what? I cannot even start dissecting this because this
is my opinion.
You think you do things like by choice, but you don't know because like. What do you mean? Why do you think like okay, like people are like addicted to like their phones? You think like that's a choice? Like
yes.
Oh yeah, that one.
Like I there think, is oh, yeah, reinforcing
phone,
factors
phone
here.
Fucking hell.
Any kind of addiction.
Bro,
dissect
so,
it. There's a reason
the morning,
why.
Bro.
Like there's things that are reinforcing there. And why do you think like the people they know what they're doing too?
Like getting so, some reward from it too.
Is that why they make my phone slower?
No, that's no why.
They want me to reinforce them by buying more phones.
Buying a new one.
I'm changing my phone out of anger.
That's avoidance. You know, when you, like humans, we tend to like avoid things
avoid
that are very,
things,
like,
yeah.
you know,
unfavorable.
Aversive to
that's
us. We're like,
aversive.
Ah, shit. Okay, now I need. Come on now. Come on. I don't know. I just like it a lot. Next. There's also the research part of it, but you know.
What's
that's
research?
Just,
no, don't worry about that.
Don't worry about it. Yes. And also, there's biological, there's brain and behavior. Ooh,
there's,
so
there's
interesting.
There's some science stuff to it that Beston is not interested in. So don't.
Yeah, I know. I won't tell him.
See, you guys don't understand my issue with psych. My issue with psych is very, very short and simple.
Too many words.
Too many words. One, some of the words require understanding in like high school bio, physics, and chem, which I do not understand whatsoever, which I do not know. So, bringing all those things together, and I think, oh, yeah, you have to learn. Oh, there's math in it, but you have to solve the math of high school physics. I do not know what to do. I don't know. I don't understand velocity, honestly. I do understand how numbers work. I understand patterns.
And then that's why you're in your best major. I love it. Business.
Economics.
Economics,
my numbers.
Actuary.
Yes.
It makes sense. No, there's people that are very inclined. Me, I feel like I'm very, like me.
You're very declined.
And you are mad.
I think think any you're one of those people that can fit anywhere, honestly.
I agree with that completely.
Because you have the hustle to study what you don't like. I don't have that.
The hustle to study what I don't like.
What I mean is that even if you're in a class that you didn't that like, you still put effort. I will not.
Yeah, I actually agree.
Honestly,
with
God, I will not.
And then I'll like it because I put effort. Like
exactly.
Like I agree with you.
That beginning effort. If I was taking a class out of necessity, I'll just like fuck it. Like if I see any class after taking necessity, I look at the class and I'm like, do I really need, like? I remember one those class I took Merrick about this. Right, it was second year or third year. I went to a class. The woman was talking about how many papers you have to write stuff like that. But apparently the class was a requirement. So I called faculty of arts, asked about the class was really a requirement. They said no, because you enter university in 2019, you don't need that class.
Oh.
I dropped it that second.
Oh my God.
I'm not stretching. No stress. I'm not doing that. I hated
the
room from the first. I came to class late, yes, and I came in. Yeah, she's talking about papers and like how your papers. She's talking about how weekly summaries. How you have to be like, it has to be a certain standard. It has to be, what the fuck is a certain standard?
Yeah,
and you're still like, you have a weekly paper. And you have two dead papers. What the fuck?
It's the way like actually like. University, like, they tend to make course like very,
and it's like, one of those, it's one of those
assignments or whatever, work heavy, just everything, every week you're just doing something.
It's one of those art courses, it's one of those art courses that's required for some people, but not
art.
Me. One of those art courses, I want to say it, but I don't want to say it. I'll say it after. I want to say it, but I don't want to say it. I think
yeah.
You want me to say it for you,
Miracle? Please,
Miracle, don't Miracle, 30th is coming up.
All right,
in 2 days.
I beg you, please. All
right, let's talk about the real reason we're here then.
please.
Hey, independence from the queen.
You guys
see my shirts?
Dirty.
You see my shirts?
AK-47.
AK-47.
Ah, for who?
Shoot them on sight.
Ah.
That is.
Ah, who are we shooting?
Shooting on sight. Too. Everybody that wants to come against us, we shoot them on sight.
I agree with that.
Yes. That is. Yeah. That enemies,
ops.
That is our Biafran mindset.
Eliminates the
all
ops.
The ops finished. We're finishing them all.
Yeah. Miracle wants to separate from Nigeria.
It makes it seem like Miracle is the one that wants to separate them from Nigeria. Chill.
And not separate them. Stop. I said you want to separate.
Get help.
I said you want to separate.
Who is you? You is a weird statement to me.
I said you guys.
You can referring to me and you can still refer to a whole nation. So
yeah.
Chill.
Vu. Then.
That was fucking good.
Why?
Like, I don't know what you want me to say.
But yeah, man, Nigeria is going through it. God knows how this Independence Day is going to be.
There's Independence Day. I think this is the last Independence Day for the election. So, so help me, God.
So help,
so help us, so God.
You know the weird part? I don't know. I say this to people, like, I came here when I was like maybe 12. Like, I would say that I went back, like, I don't know. Like, when I were coming back, it just felt like I was actually coming home. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my mom always calls it, like, oh, batalole, like, when we went home. And I'm just like, yeah, like, sure. Like, but to me, it's not the same. It's,
yeah.
Like, if you go there, I felt like I was visiting somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I know I'm from here.
Maybe it's home for your parents, but
It's not. Yes. Yeah. And my uncle was even saying that. And when he said it, he seemed very absurd to me because I was like, no. Like, I don't want him to think, like, oh, like, I'm just a Canadian person. I was focusing on Nigeria. But then I started thinking about it. I was like, wait. Like, it really is fact, though, because, like, all these things, some things I'm just like, like, how do you...
Honestly, even in the long run, it might not even be home for your parents no more.
Like, it's... Eh?
Even
don't say that. Like don't say that. They're going back. My mother and my father. Nah, it's home. But, like, I just feel like it's not the same. I would go there to have fun, to be honest, and get my passport just to say... Mm. Honestly, I don't even need the passport.
I was going
to
say, like, forget the passport.
Oh, please, but they won't let you leave. Yeah, those people they didn't want to let us leave.
If you get the passport, where can you enter? Can't go anywhere.
Where can you go? Nigeria is not recognized anywhere. What?
ECOWAS now? African countries. No, like in African countries. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you can go across.
With your Canadian visa, you can go anywhere.
Oh, I know that.
Please. Why would I want to go with a Nigerian when I
can? Canadian visa, Canadian passport. Like, that passport is every.
Why the fuck would I want to tell someone I'm a Nigerian when I get to know a Canadian?
Like.
Actually, no. Honestly, I'd rather tell someone I'm Nigerian first, and then tell them I have a Canadian citizenship after.
See, best thing.
Just separate.
Nigeria doesn't have that clout.
No. Nigeria has clout. Nigeria has clout.
Hey, Nigeria has in culture. Now we're having clout.
Culture.
See, now.
We have cultural
clout. Music. Nigeria just now is like a whole like Nigeria in music.
Have,
I'm sorry,
we have cultural,
take it over.
We have no, cultural clout, music wise, but no like, political clout. Nothing. Don't politically don't tell anybody in Nigeria.
You know about Nigeria. You don't want to know about Nigeria. That's like if you're going to be actually talking to someone that knows anything.
No, no.
About
okay,
politics
actually,
in general.
Yeah, because if you meet a lot of Nigerians here, you have a good experience, and you don't you kind of think Nigeria is a good place.
Exactly.
But if you think about somebody in their 70s or 80s who knows about the older Nigeria, it's
exactly.
like or knows about the who only hears stories that don't meet Nigeria. That's the problem.
Yeah, I feel like also like there's also different sides of Nigeria. Like I don't know if you saw this video where like there was this, I don't know, it was a white guy.
Oh, so there's different
and
sides,
like
though.
He put like this like pool picture and like where everybody basically like in Lekki or like Ikeja and stuff, and then he put like the slum parts of Nigeria. Like it depends on where you lived exactly. or like wherever you experienced. Like me now, I don't have a horrible remember like Nigeria, like it was actually like
it's
comfortable.
It's calm.
Like
yeah,
it was like
exactly,
good.
Exactly why it's chill. Like
yeah, it's really
that's
chill.
That's the problem with places like that is that they always have this many sides to them. And people tend to only see the good side because that's all you know about. That's all you can tell them, right?
Yeah. That's like the perspective thing.
Go and see the people that are living deep down inside the country, the people that are actually getting that see people's dead bodies on the streets to ask those people how it feels. Now there's a difference. You see the picture of somebody posting with clothes that you know don't belong to them, with lots of money, and then you see the picture of somebody starving on the streets.
Yeah. Like, I know that. I feel like with anywhere, really, but, like, mostly because Nigeria, there's just, it's just very polar. Like, it's like if you're super, it's like you're super rich or you're super poor. Like, there's no, like, here, like, there's the middle. The middle class is, like, a lot. But, like, in Nigeria, like, go and see the houses. Like, just go.
Like, the difference
that shit is crazy.
The difference between Lekki and Aguda.
It's like a very, very, very polar opposite. The difference between Lagos and like, I don't know, Ibadan.
I'm talking about even
no,
in
no,
Lagos.
No, no.
Like,
not even talking about different different states now. We're talking about just one state. Just different like, local governments.
I remember once I went to see like one of my dad's bosses when she was sick. I'm going to this place. It's like her balcony is the fucking, is it Pacific or Atlantic? Atlantic, are we?
Atlantic.
A balcony, the Atlantic Ocean. That's a balcony. Degema, River State. What the fuck? Like it's clear water. It is. That's the Bight of Biafra. Maybe Gulf of Guinea. Mm. Call it. Yeah, it's called the Bight of Biafra.
Ah, what?
Yeah, there's a part of water before you get to the language. It's called the Bight of Biafra.
I didn't even know that.
That's what it's called. But the water is fucking clear as far as I can see. And it's just like the gate, there's a gate right there and water just flowing through the gates. It's like, bro, like your backyard is a beach. Like just that's
your
money.
Backyard feels like
where is she getting the water from?
Nigerians
she getting the water
spend
from?
Money. And also because there's lawlessness there. Like the things that you can try here where like you think about like conservation, like how what's it gonna affect like the environment of the Nigeria, you have your house, you have the money, you can do anything you want.
Yeah.
Money. Controls that country.
No taxes.
Everything.
No taxes has to be the best part of Nigeria.
No taxes.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why I want to go back and build a good business that is flourishing.
They will ruin it for you. Don't do it.
I know they will cut my head before I
Yo.
They will kill me before I know, but
don't do
with
it.
No taxes, I'll make money in the first year at least. Lots of money and I'll run.
Honestly,
bro,
like
the amount of money you pay out, bro, just was.
Oh, all this see, there's kind of taxes.
No.
There's a one-time tax.
It's not one time. If you get that once, it's forever tax, though. They are gone.
Oh, they don't come back like when you're building the house, when you're done the house, you know, like
you have to.
They will be there.
You have to shake
hands. They'll be there for every cement you put down.
Yes.
They will be there for every
yes.
foundation
yes.
built.
Yes.
They'll be there for every story.
Yes.
Built. They'll be there for the furnishing.
Yes.
Cutting ribbon.
Yes.
Employing your
and
first
they'll,
your first
they'll
worker.
They'll take everything.
I think the easiest thing to
it's
actually
not a one-time deal, though.
I know
if
that.
Just hire them.
Just
hire them to work for you.
Hire
give
the
them
Abros.
Jobs. But you can't hire Abros.
How can you hire them?
You hire,
what do you mean? They don't even
how can
work.
You hire
that's
someone
their job.
That's higher than you.
No.
Are you mad?
How can you hire someone that's higher than you?
Someone that's always high, sir.
How can you hire someone that's higher than you that's always high?
Not a chance. If you hire them, you're not planning on them using doing anything.
I was thinking more of hiring bodyguards that have guns. I mean, security has gone.
So when they show up, security is 24/7 and they're robots. Yeah. They cannot sleep because they will die.
Rotation. Once news. Once news. That's it.
They close their eyes.
Ah, yo, Agbeos, yo.
Or you buy sentry gun.
You have to play Call of Duty style. Put your gun, automatic rifle, right in front of your gun.
Or set of sniper, just. Put a fake sniper, a decoy sniper with like a fake body just hanging right there.
Wait, do those
things? I mean, might as well just pay the Aviru at this point because they're buying.
Okay, what about those houses? Like those people, they put broken glasses, electric fence, like they just go all out. Oh. Like, do those things actually gloves, stop people? Jump.
It's for robbers. It's for armed robbers.
That's for people that are coming to steal from me in the middle of the night. I mean, Aviru's own the place.
Yes. They will not come. They'll come in daylight, broad daylight.
And they'll tell you. They'll actually give it. I won't say legit. They'll give a reason.
Yes.
Some of them actually like official. Like they have a paper. I forgot one. I think.
In Lagos, you see so many.
Yeah, there was like one that was walking around like yeah, I forgot what they call like they call yellow fever, whatever.
Yeah.
They come out with like yellow shirts.
Yes.
And they have official papers of money. Of yeah. This why you owe them. They write down their money. You owe them.
They are official.
I'm dead. Who ordained them? Who gave them the outfit?
Oh my God, I know. Oh jeez, Nigeria, no. Nigeria. If you're building now, nah. And now everything is expensive. I mean, my parents would know. Like everything, like building wise, is so expensive now. Mm-hmm. Inflation also hit them. I mean,
obviously. Oh, okay, that was what I was gonna.
No,
ask.
No. Like nah. It's like crazy.
I feel like gradually it just kept rising over and over and over.
Yeah.
And now it's getting to this point.
Yeah. Nigeria's money is not what. It's not even worth the shit on my toilet in Canada here anymore.
Nigga, what?
Is it?
Miracle, no. See, yes, to some extent, when you're not spending a lot of money. No, Miracle.
If I have up to 10,000 followers,
when you start spending...
And I tell them to buy my shit.
When you start spending millions, it will hit you. I don't care what you say. When you start spending millions, it will hit you. If you're spending like 100,000, millions, you will feel it.
Of Naira?
Yes, millions of Naira. I mean, if you're building a house, you're going to spend...
I mean, All 50 million naira. Miracle in Nigeria, millionaire, honestly.
Oh, no, I know that.
Obviously.
Yeah, okay. Many of us are Nigerian millionaires.
Yes.
That's my first job.
Yeah.
My
first job in high school already made me a millionaire.
Yeah.
It was not
okay, but like, it makes sense now. Okay. The only thing that works with that is because if you have to keep working here and exactly. Then spend, you can't like leave the economy because you're going there to go and meet whatever rate is going to match.
Yes, eventually.
Yeah. So it makes sense.
Be a millionaire, stay millionaire here.
Basically, don't go. Because if you go back, then it's like the money will finish and then you start spending naira.
Yeah.
So
imagine dollars finishing. That would be a bad dream. I will come back straight. I will beg them.
The problem is dollars are finished. How will we come back?
willing to do anything.
I will beg that. I will lick their shoe. Just like I will hold the plane tire. I will smuggle.
Yeah,
myself.
You know what? Like
you can. I don't know if you can get a credit card and get a credit
card. Hey, Nigeria. Like I don't know about credit.
No, not in Nigeria. Like being in Nigeria, register for a new credit card, buy a plane ticket, and go back.
Yo, I don't know. Cause
that would be the best just run away from that country from Nigeria. Honestly, if you can stay,
it's not a bad idea.
But like,
why are Nigerians doing it? Just get a credit card. Oh, you need an address and all that. Yeah.
Yes, you can't use Nigerian address.
Can't just blackmail anybody.
You can't just use somebody's house address. Ah. You can't just some random niggas. House.
I mean,
some people have.
Yahoo boys.
Think if you're an African prince.
Yahoo boys, maybe you have.
Yeah, but also you have to use someone. That's why I think it was like when I was in high school. One of my friends was like, "Oh yeah, I need help with something. Can you please give me your SIN number?"
Hey, they want to rob you.
No, he doesn't want to rob you, but he wants to make you robbed.
I looked at the message.
Okay, Mirko, what the fuck?
There's a difference. He's not trying to steal money that you have.
Because...
He's trying to steal money that you will not have.
Nigga, what the fuck? I looked at that message. I was like, no.
No, but when he said they're robbed, I was like...
Somebody asked for a SIN number.
I know.
You don't have my mess.
I didn't even... SIN number. I laughed.
First of all, if anybody asks you for your SIN number,
they ask you.
Yes, even here.
If they ask you for your phone number, even.
Yeah.
Block them.
Like, yo, what?
Like, the conversation doesn't even continue.
I've had
friends that do that.
Which reminds me, oh my God, literally, my uncle was like telling me, my Nigerian uncle, he was like telling me, because like my, my friends and like family, they came over like and stuff. And then like this guy was like talking to me, like, you know, so blah, 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 blah. Like
Was he toasting you, as they say in Nigeria?
No. Oh, a toaster.
I heard that word before.
Toast. No, it wasn't toasting. Okay, it was just talking to me.
That word is funny as
like,
fuck.
Even toast. If it was, I wasn't really putting it in that context, right? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh,
he
yeah,
wasn't trying.
Me a, like, I just...
He was bad. He was asking for number. He
yes,
was,
like, was, I was just blind. Like... And then me, about to... No, I know this person. Like, he came with, like, someone my mom knows, right? So, he came to our house. He wasn't, like, on the street, okay? Ha-ha. Right?
So, okay, so... Have you not heard of put out to move? Have you not heard of relocation?
Yes, everybody wants to. By the way, you're going to be asking me a lot of questions because in Nigeria, because they want to know everything. You're like, how did you do? I'm like, rich, my mother. I don't know. I don't know. Right? So he's like, yeah. So like, you should give me your number because like WhatsApp was like talk and stuff. My uncle was already looking at me like.
I said okay.
Me, I was like okay. And then my mom called me. I was like, oh, mommy, right. And then he comes back after, and then my uncle pulls me to the side. He's like, don't do it though. Don't give them your number. I'm like, oh, why? Blah blah blah. He's like, no. You don't know what they can use the number to like freaking connect. I'm like, how? In my head, I was like, I didn't even think of that. I was like, oh, maybe he'll just like text me and like I'll like ignore it.
Don't use the number to register for shit, bro.
He was like, don't fucking do it. And me, I was like, okay, like, oh my god. Okay, and then after that, I kind of just dodged it, and I was in my room the whole time he left. And then he told his mom to like text my mom to give. I was like, boy, please, yeah, never again. You're not even never gonna see me again. So like all of that next day, which reminds me, the day we were coming back from the airport, like in the big, like when we got to Nigeria, it was at night. We got to like Nigeria like 11:50, whatever. We lost our bags. There was one bag, to be fair. Let me be fair to them. One bag out of like 14. Okay,
10% dead route is also
dead. I'm like,
like, no, but like it could have gone worse. Okay. First of all, we could have lost 8 bags. Yeah, there was a lot, right? They did their best, but they're still stupid. It wasn't Nigeria's fault. It was KLM. It was KLM. It wasn't Nigeria.
We don't even have a bar for them.
It wasn't. It wasn't Nigeria's fault. It was KLM. So to be fair,
it's
like
KLM run by Nigerians because you walk into Nigerian country, so it's not.
If you're flying to Nigeria, the accent changes. So
they start speaking Chinchanchon and they start speaking in the accent that you understand. So please. The
KLM
of Nigeria.
That was a very slippery slope, brother.
I apologize. I apologize for the racism if you came across that way.
Yeah.
Right. So like my uncle was the one that was driving everybody, right? So we're going back. And then it was traffic. And like they were all selling stuff and stuff, right? And then tell me why, as we were driving,
we checked and see if they were selling your
Someone like stopped in front of us. And then they like got out of the car. Picture that at night.
Bring your gun out.
Like, literally. Yo. Tell me why I was like shitting my pants. I was like, not the first day. I was like, they welcomed me. No, my uncle was like scared. Yo, he was literally about to like, he's like, yeah, this is how, and then he started talking to add to it. He's like, yeah, this is how it happens. Oh, like, yeah, they just like, all these yao boys, like, you have to like be careful if they, like, they want anything. I was like, Are they robbing us right now?
Daytime.
Like, is it happening? Because there was only like 5 guys, and like you could tell that they were yell. My uncle was like, yeah, they're yell boys. Like, you could just tell. Like, I'm just like, how do you know them? How do you know that they're yell boys? Like, I feel like it's part of their culture so much that like now, like even in Nigeria, you have to like walk with like suspicion, like
conditioning.
Like you just know. Even me, I was just saying, like, yeah, stop it. Nah. He was like so scared. And literally, also, we literally like drove out of there, and my heart was beating so fast. I was like this is a, like when they say security problem, like I was there, and I was like, it's a security problem.
I remember once when I tried to drive.
Like, that is so scary. Like, oh my god, I was like, how do y'all like just like go out, and you can't even like go at night without like being like scared and shit. Like, I can literally die. Like, cause what? Someone wants what? I mean, money? Oh, like your bag?
At some point, you get used to it, though.
Do you? I don't know.
The street I grew up on, I mean, I stayed till I was 14. So the street I grew up on, I was kind of like, everybody knows who I was. Everybody knows who my dad was called. Honestly, my dad was the man with the red car, honestly. Like, if you know my dad's name, my dad was the man with the red car. So when I got a red car, like my first car was a red car.
Red car.
Yeah, all my family, all my aunties were like, oh yeah, follow your father's footsteps now. But no, but that was a different thing. But like everybody knew my dad. Everybody knows who I am. Everyone knows who this person is. So it was safer for me to go out to like 10 p.m. at night. Now, if you move to somewhere you don't know, if I start walking towards Rumokoro at night, now, okay, that's dangerous.
The neighborhood I get, no, like traffic, like express, as in like in traffic, like go slow. let me call this all the names.
Yeah.
Like that, people can literally just, because it happened. They've stolen my mom's bag that he flung me the other way before.
Another thing was the reason my dad, despite the money he made, he never. See, my dad was driving a 1987 Toyota Corolla.
87.
For all the time I lived in, it was red. It wasn't even like all the time I lived. All the time I was conscious enough for all my because conscious remember, mind.
Yeah,
we drove the same car. Took care of that. He didn't buy any new car again.
You can't flaunt it
because he didn't want to flaunt anything. He don't change anything.
Yeah,
all the money he just put it, and that's it. When we came here, we didn't ask anybody for anything. We had everything.
Exactly.
We went straight to everybody had their own life to work because that man's got a plan. You know, so I'll give him that one. Because if he will start. If you see my dad's friends' cars, like he's actually people that are working on the same job with him, same pay with him. So
that's working, exactly. Some of them like were younger,
some of them were working less than him.
If you see they cars, always like tell them to change cars, like driving, they're pressured.
So this one, I was driving Lexus. I'm like, bro, I'm pretty sure you make me less than my dad, bro. You are driving a Lexus. Anyway, it's beyond. I know. Those people the ability, what's it? The tendency to shalai and flaunt the money, it's too much.
And that's why they always get in trouble.
It's get robbed.
That's Nigeria reaction. There's a difference between flaunting here and flaunting in Nigeria. See, people that don't have, who flaunt in Nigeria, fake, because they want to,
the first time you make it, that's where you start. The first time you go your first job, what do you spend your first paycheck on?
Miracle William, I'm not saying that's right. There are people that live in Bridgewater that can afford it.
Like, yes. Who are the cohorts? Please. Like, who are these people that you're talking about?
Africans.
Thank you very much. Don't be saying.
Low Africans, they're stunting life in Bridgewater. They are living in poverty in Bridgewater.
Yes. 100%.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
What do you mean? Yes. Who does not know what you're talking about?
It's fucking ridiculous, bro.
Like, it makes no sense.
It's because they're trying to. Yes. I was there. There's no fucking bus that goes there.
Like, it's isolated.
It's not accessible at all. It's bad. Ask the children that live there, and then you tell them that their bus runs to like 5 p.m. Like, they can only. I'm like,
can Uber home and Uber back.
That's the reason why we haven't moved, because like it's so central. My mom's like, so what? Like, I'm going to be. If you have to have a car to live in those kind of places.
Yeah, if you're.
And most of them don't. The ones who go and be what? I live in Bridgewater. I live in South Point.
I'm guessing that word speaks to people.
Yes.
It makes you feel special.
Oh, I've seen those buildings, see those rents. I'm like, you're paying 1.4 for two rooms.
Yes.
Wow.
Just to say.
You are very smart.
Or even like Pembina too. Pembina right beside the university.
Your apartment has a gym and you're paying 1.4. Wow. Do you use it?
Your apartment has
two rooms. I know. From the looks of you, you don't use it. No. From the way you look, you don't use it.
You don't use it. Wow. Even the swimming pool, you don't use it either.
He's right. The way said it was the right way, because the way you're looking at some of them, man, you've been wondering why.
Tell me how your apartment have all these amenities like a sauna, a gym. Like, bro, wow.
Your apartment breathes oxygen too, huh?
Yeah.
No, it's just our orientation.
Yeah,
it's very material. Like you know what I mean? Because like status, I don't know why people like care about where you live. Like, do you sleep? Do you eat in it? Can you come out? Okay.
Yeah, simplistic.
Like, why?
Mm-hmm. If it's protecting from anything.
It's not. Calm. It even makes your life harder, actually.
Yeah.
Honestly. It's very... Well, I mean, people always want a house they can host parties in.
I mean...
If your house, it doesn't have to be in Bridgewater.
If your house has a gym, you can host
a
gym party.
You necessarily have to.
If your house has a sauna, you can host a sauna.
You don't
party.
Have like, to be in
I'm not playing devil's advocate here, but I'm just saying. From the looks of them, they want to host parties.
Okay,
and
but first of all...
You can do it in an apartment.
Yeah, like...
All I'm just saying is that I know I'm enjoying... I'm basically privileged in my time in Canada, honestly.
I agree.
I'm talking from a privileged perspective because, okay, honestly, obviously. I couldn't imagine what it means to carry leave your whole family and come here, honestly.
Like, international students?
I can't do that. I'd rather die in Unipost than come here.
It's also a lot of things like,
but also Unipost is not open because of ASUU strike. That's different topic.
That's also like one part of it. Yeah. Oh yeah. A lot of people told me about the ASUU strike in Nigeria.
They take as long as us to finish school, and we have to go back to high school and start from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
How?
Yeah.
Make it make sense. I was about people were graduating in the same
people
year.
People about graduating. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we're finishing at the same year.
Yeah, I know.
Add it up.
I know.
Add.
I know.
Yeah. They spent the same aside from grade 9.
Yeah, Jesus. I know.
I went back 4 years
and still, they still, I know.
Stick cut up. Anyway,
I know.
Maybe it's natural selection.
Come on, that's on biology. Best thing. And you say
that's more psychology than biology.
No.
Best,
no,
natural
no.
selection is genetics.
It's literally biology. Bro, it's evolution.
Natural selection is my side. What are you talking about?
Now you claiming that it's psychology.
He didn't even say biology, he said psychology.
It's biology.
He went far left.
But for me, that's right.
It can also like fall under psychology.
Yeah, yeah, but it's exactly what I'm talking
evolutionary
about.
Evolutionary psychology.
So okay. With that, any...
You're doing too much.
I just wanted to tell you.
We are doing too much. So yeah. With that, we're going to say good night.
Bye, everybody.
Sleep well.
Marco, have anything to say tonight?
No, you're doing
He already said everything he has to say.
Thank you.
You've reached the end of another episode of Ransom Pekins.
You can hit us up on our email at ransompekins@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at ransompekins.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcast. Have a good evening.
Peace.